Well, another Monday afternoon, and guess who's back? Welcome back, Dr. Pearl.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you, and hello to all our peeps out there on this slightly cloudy day.
It is.
But we're not complaining. Mm-hmm. We just thankful.
Yes, exactly. Well, it's good to have you back, and we are looking forward to a new series with you.
Yes, 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 yes. We are going to start a series today. And it's a message I preached some years back, actually. And I was talking about living beneath your purpose.
Ooh.
Yeah, because, you know, I think many different preachers have said it differently. Many people, you know, followed the late Dr. Miles Monroe. Yes. And I think the way that he said it differently. But he talked about the grave, and he used a very visual kind of connection and something that really can shake you up. And he talked about the cemetery or the grave and saying that so many of us end up there, and that being the richest place. And what did he mean by that? He's saying because so much potential actually was never realized. Many of us check out of this world, we transition without having released all the potential and the talents and the gifting and the skills that God had initially put in us. And so that's another way of literally saying living beneath your purpose. Yeah, but I really wanted to talk about it today and just encourage people. You know, we're still pretty much in the early new year. I mean, I don't know if you're one of those people still wishing people happy new year.
I literally did last week to somebody and I was like, really? Oh, wait. And he's like, no, isn't it?
Yeah, no,
moving.
No.
Just move on.
No, listen, it's March now. Z, you got to make a plan. No. We'll allow you maybe, end of January, maybe give you some grace for February, couple of weeks to just acclimatize. But March is not allowed. We in March now. Because at this rate, it'll be December and you'll still be saying Happy New Year. So you are forbidden. You are officially banned from saying Happy New Year. I mean, this is now like first quarter of the year.
Yeah. It's almost I'm still over. Saying Happy New Year.
No. I have a feeling it's because you didn't fulfill your New Year's resolution.
So
you're trying to console yourself. Because you didn't do your
still
New Year's.
It's still new.
I'm still in line. You better make a plan. Make a plan. As a belief. So, yeah, we're talking about living beneath your purpose. And first of all, I want to say this. Listen, there is no person born of woman who does not have a purpose. It does not matter where you come from, whether you were born in a township, you were born in a city, you were born in a rural area, you were born in an urban area, you were born in Africa, you were born out of Africa. It does not matter where you were born, what tribal affiliation you are, what social standing your family is. Every single one of us have a purpose, whether you are female, whether you are male. You have a purpose, and I want to make that very abundantly clear, because sometimes we absorb philosophies from the world that make us feel that we don't have a purpose, that make us feel that people who were born with a silver spoon or privileged, they have purpose and we don't have purpose. No, every one of us, regardless of the circumstances of your birth, we have purpose, and that's because God created us with purpose. So that's point number two I want to make, is understand that it's not man who gives you purpose. It comes from God. God deliberately, purposefully, intentionally created each and every one of us with purpose. And that's what he was trying to remind Jeremiah of in Jeremiah 1:5. Like, dude, you didn't just happen. You know, you didn't just, there was an explosion and then you just appeared. No. I created you purposefully, you know, intentionally. He said that to him in Jeremiah 5, with purpose. And your purpose happened to be a prophetic purpose. And your purpose happened to be a global purpose, because I created, ordained you as a prophet to the nations. So it is an international purpose. And so I want to remind all of us of that, that God has created each and every one of us with a purpose. Now, there are two things I want to mention about that. So there's what I call corporate purpose. And corporate purpose is like as a child of God, body of believers, there are things that all of us have to do. It's part of our purpose. It's part of the generic plan. As a born-again believer, our purpose, all of us, we must evangelize. All of us must win souls. All of us must worship God. You know, there's a generic plan that all of us must do. All of us must fellowship and assemble. Hebrews 10:25, do not forsake the assembling together. So there's a generic purpose that all of us are expected to fulfill as a corporate body of believers. Break bread together, have communion, pray together, read the word together. That's generic. All of us must do that. Then there is a purpose that is specific to you, that has to do with what God wants you specifically to do. There's a packaging of gifts that he has given to you, that he wants you to use those gifts. Some of them are spiritual gifts, you know, in 1 Corinthians 12, word of wisdom, things like that, gift of prophecy. So he's packaged those gifts. Some of them are from Romans 12, verses 6 to 8, where it talks about the seven motivational or redemptive gifts. So find out your packaging of gifts so that you can connect them to your purpose, so you don't live beneath your purpose. And, you know, what I like to say is, you know, think of a plan of a house. Houses have plans. Now, they're generic plans. Most houses will have a bathroom. They will have a kitchen. They will have like a bedroom, you know, at least. Those are the three, and a living area. But then you, when you do your house, you are going to custom make that house in line with your needs and in line with your likes. And so your house may have bedrooms, but it may have three bedrooms, or it may have five. Or it may have one, just be an apartment, because for what you need it for what you need it for. Or it may have two bathrooms, or it may have one, it may have a small bathroom, may have a large bathroom for your particular needs. And so think of purpose that way, that they're generic patterns, they're generic plans. The architect, who is God, he makes a generic one for us. And then there's a specific individual one for your particular assignment. That is specific. So if somebody else has five bedrooms in their house, you may have three bedrooms. It doesn't make you less. Doesn't make your house less beautiful. But it's specifically coordinated and curtailed for your purpose, for your assignment. For your assignment. So there's that. So I wanted to say, in purpose, remember that you're created for purpose. Remember that the purpose comes from God. And don't allow man to derail your purpose. Because man and the devil, two of them, will try to derail your purpose. And let me encourage parents out there as well. Parents, please do not derail the purpose of your children. Please do not make them try to live out the life that you wanted. And because you wanted to be something, you wanted to be a doctor, you wanted to do this, and you couldn't do it. And now you want to make your child fulfill your purpose. Be very careful that we don't do that. Be prayerful. Understand what your child's purpose is so that you don't live vicariously through your children. So we all have purpose. Our purpose comes from God. Understand the general purpose that we have as a son of God, and then your individual unique purpose that God has set aside for us. And don't live beneath your purpose. Each and every one of us must make sure that we fulfill that purpose, because at the end of the day, we're going to be cross-examined. We're going to be evaluated, performance evaluated on, have you lived your purpose? And I want to encourage us to pursue purpose with a vengeance, with fire, with excitement, with energy. Mm. Wake up and just be looking. Wake up and say, purpose, okay, where are you? Where are you? I'm coming for you. You cannot escape me.
Yeah.
So yeah, be that person who wakes up every morning and just like, purpose today. I am not going to waste a single minute, a single hour. I'm just going to be about my purpose and fulfill that purpose. And I know that when I leave, the day that I leave this earth, I'm going to have left everything behind and just say, purpose, Masihambe, let's go. I've done what was expected of me, and I fulfilled my purpose, and I haven't lived beneath my purpose, but I've expended my gifts, my grace, my talent, my potential. I've left it behind, and I'm empty, and I'm going now to see my Father.
Do you know what I love?
Yeah.
Is you when you keep using the word today.
Yeah.
Because sometimes we think it's only when I am there or at that age or that door has opened, then I will begin to live my purpose. Because for now, because I don't have much, I don't have purpose.
No, purpose has, and you've raised a very important point. Purpose is for every day.
Yeah.
Don't procrastinate and put it off for future.
Yeah.
Purpose, there's a purpose for every day.
Mm.
And every day when you go to bed and sleep, you must be accountable for, did I live my purpose for today?
Sure.
And that's one of the reasons why, Z, I let you know, I keep a tight diary. So for the whole year, I've got strategies, I've got goals for the year, but then I break them down into monthly purposes and goals.
Mm-hmm.
And then I break them even down further. For that's why I have a diary for the day.
Mm.
So this day, this is what I must do, this is what, etc. So purpose must be realized every day. We must live it out every day.
Mm.
And you must be intentional about it. And that's why we must write it down. You know, God talks about in Habakkuk, write the vision, make it plain, keep it before you. Why? So you don't forget and so you don't derail.
Mm.
So purpose, when you understand it and you know it, write it down. And break it down into little chunks and little bite pieces so that you can realize it. And you know that purpose must be realized every day.
Yeah.
It's not a one day. It's not a Sunday. Okay.
Big show off. Yes,
Sunday,
me.
I'm going to the service, so I must live purpose on Sunday. And now we make a big show of it. No. Purpose is for every day. Montag to Sonntag, you know.
Yeah.
Every day we must, and it's so exciting because when you sleep at night and you live like that, when you go to bed at night, you get this sense of excitement, of self, of satisfaction that, today was a good day. I didn't just wake up and eat my guinea and chips and that was it, you know.
The weather calls for it, Mama. What are you talking about?
No, but eat my guinea and chips while you're doing purpose.
Yeah.
You know, multitask. Eat multi-maggot chips, but while you're fulfilling purpose or whatever it is that, you know, soup or whatever you want or the popcorn and hot chocolate, but do it while fulfilling purpose. Don't spend your whole darn 12 hours of the day just eating maguignan chips and then you say, I've accomplished purpose. No, do it as a side, you know, and thankfully we women who know how to multitask. Yeah. We be eating maguignan chips while doing the laundry and, you know, all the other things and targeting and taking the children to school and all of that and working on an assignment. We know how to do that. One, the foot is doing this, the arm is doing something else, and so go out there, guys. Come on, Genako, let's go. Don't live beneath your purpose. Don't do 10%.
Amen.
Don't do 15%.
Amen.
Go for it. Go for gold.
Mm.
Just go out there, and I'm telling you, you'll be so. You know, what was it you were saying earlier on? That you said somebody was asking, "Where's that lady with energy or something?"
Yippee! There he is. This is guilty.
There you go, guilty. Yeah, so let me tell you where I get my energy, because somebody was asking, you said somebody was asking, where's that lady with energy? My energy comes from purpose.
Amen.
That's exactly it. I would not have this energy if I did, because I wake up, I'm like, what can I do today?
Yes.
Purpose, I'm looking for you. We got to do something.
Yeah.
And when I sleep, I'm like, yes, okay, I did. I wrote 20 pages for this book that I'm writing. I'm doing this. I managed to mobilize these ladies, Global Forum for Women Entrepreneurs. I talked to the ones in Kenya. And so by the time I sleep, I'm like, so that's where my energy comes from. And that's where my passion comes from. Passion and purpose go hand in hand.
Yeah.
So the more you walk in purpose, the more your passion, the more your fire, because you see the fruit, you see the result, you're excited. God has connected you to your gifts because he gives you gifts for purpose.
Mm.
So when you're locked into those gifts and you're using them for purpose, it just makes life very exciting.
Amen.
So if you want that energy, stop drinking, you know, I know there's some drinks they say they give you wings. No. Purpose gives you wings.
Yeah, I like that.
Purpose will give you wings.
It's always a pleasure. Thank you.
Awesome.